Hello again and welcome to Crossways. I'm Liam Cahill. The Economic and Social Research Institute has looked at how vulnerable people fared during the Celtic Tiger years of 1994 to 2001. Some groups, like the elderly, saw their relative poverty disimprove substantially, despite a rising economic tide. While living standards rose significantly during the period, the study warns that a vulnerable class of about 400,000 people would be at high risk of falling into poverty if the economy faltered. The Attorney General has cleared the way for homosexuals living in Ireland to adopt children. The Attorney's new interpretation of the Adoption Act makes it clear that social workers may permit either homosexuals or heterosexuals, cohabiting or single, to be considered as adoptive parents. The Adoption Board has confirmed that single people are permitted to apply to adopt, even if they're living with someone else, although the law permits only married couples to apply for adoption as a couple. A statement by the Taoiseach and Minister for Health Mary Harney, favouring a proposal to make the morning-after pill available to children as young as 11, has been attacked as old-fashioned and unimaginative by a senior priest of the Dublin Diocese. Father Kevin Doran, the vocations director for the diocese, said Ms. Harney's approach had been tried in other countries and had failed. He said more effort should be made to teach young people the virtue of chastity. In China alone, over 9,000 women and children were kidnapped last year, falling victim to the growing modern-day slave trade in the Asia-Pacific region. No country or region is immune, according to Anne Veneman, the executive director of UNICEF, the UN's children's organisation. The UN High Commissioner of Human Rights, Louise Arbour, has called for greater international cooperation to help prevent the modern-day slave trade, which is forcing millions of women and children to end up as beggars, forced labourers and prostitutes in various countries all over the world. A BBC report in July pointed out that many of the victims are men as well, being forced into cheap labour under the threat of execution. At a recent weekly audience, the Pope said the gift of children was a blessing from God, a source of joy and a support, especially in old age. Children are also a blessing for society, giving it a special freshness and future, said Benedict XVI. We can easily think of those societies today that are lacking in energy and hope because of the declining birth rate, he added. The Pope was reflecting on Psalm 127, which begins, "If the Lord does not build the house, in vain do the builders labour." A new study has revealed that unborn babies cry within the womb. Ultrasound videos taken of infants within the womb revealed 28-week-old babies crying in response to a noise stimulus. Scientists played a 90-decibel noise to the unborn child, roughly the equivalent of a tummy rumbling, and recorded the effect the noise had via ultrasound. "It was strikingly like an infant crying," said a paediatrician who contributed to the US study. A former editor of the Irish Times, Conor Brady, has criticised the media for failing to give development aid issues like hunger, wealth distribution, fair trade and debt forgiveness the coverage they deserve. In line with the aid agency's demand that the government spend 0.7% of GNP on overseas aid, Mr. Brady suggested the media should match this commitment by committing 0.7% of turnover to coverage of development issues. In a recent study, children were found to spend a whopping 7 hours a school day either watching television or playing computer games. At the weekend, the number of hours spent glued to the screen rises to an astonishing 10 hours a day. According to the authors of a new book, The Media Diet for Kids, the overkill of screen time is making kids bad-tempered and cranky. In the book, children themselves blame overdoses of their favourite television shows or computer games for their explosive bursts of energy and bad temper. The book also points out that because of the increase in screen time, children have less time to exercise their imagination and play with traditional toys. Priests who refuse to leave their parishes and move to new ones are being targeted in a new directive from the Catholic bishops, which allows them to set term limits for parish priests of 6 years. The move has come in response to priests objecting to their bishops moving them from a parish in which they'd served for many years. This is the time of year when priests are often moving to a new parish, and this can sometimes spark discontent among priests and parishioners, although in the vast majority of cases, priests obey their bishops without any objection. 19 first-year seminarians are just beginning their studies for the priesthood in St. Patrick's College, Maynooth. The number of students entering this year is down too on 2004, but overall, the number of seminarians studying at St. Patrick's is up. This year, the total number of seminarians in the college will be 75, compared with 63 last year. 8 students from Maynooth were ordained this year. Suicide prevention is everyone's business. David Litz, Managing Project Director of the US government-funded Suicide Prevention Resource Centre, told a recent conference in Belfast. He claimed it was important to keep a stigma around suicide. We don't want people viewing suicide as a normal or common occurrence, but it is equally important to end the stigma around the associated issue of mental health and people seeking help for their problems, he continued. Mr. Litz underlined the importance of a multi-focused political and community approach to suicide prevention and stressed the need for the approach to be backed up with a strong will to combat suicide. And that's all from Crossways. I'm Neil Cowan.